A relative of the mulberry, this little fig tree is the only European representative of the genus Ficus, which contains over 600 species. It originated in Southwest Asia and was one of the first fruit trees to be domesticated. It's often quoted in the Bible, making its first appearance in Genesis, when, after eating the forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve must hide their nakedness with fig leaves. But the fig is not a fruit in the strict sense of the term. It's something of an oddity of nature. Its slightly pear-shaped fleshy cup, the syconium, contains hundreds of tiny flowers, each of which produces a seed, the actual fruit. Each individual tree is of a different sex, but curiously, each syconium contains both male and female flowers. The only connection to the outside is via a small hole called an ostiole, so the tree cannot be pollinated by any insect other than the tiny fig wasp, which has a totally unique symbiotic relationship with the tree. In the 4th century BC, Aristotle had already hinted at such a relationship between the fig tree and this insect, but it was not confirmed by scientists until the 20th century. The trees that are cultivated are female. Wild fig trees are male. It's the males that harbour the fig wasps during winter. In antiquity, wild fig tree branches were cut and suspended from the cultivated female trees. This brought the wasps out of hibernation, inducing them to pollinate and thus speed up the ripening of the figs. This technique, called caprification, features in Mesopotamian stone carvings. Later, other techniques were invented and introduced until finally, by process of selection, fig growers were able to produce trees whose figs ripen without outside intervention, the case in most present-day species. The fig tree, once thought to produce delicious, nourishing fruit without flowering, the branches of which when snapped ooze milk, had an important place in the floral symbolism of fertility and sexuality. Ancient philosophers sung its praises, and Plato even earned himself the nickname the Fig Eater.